You can almost smell the mud in our mudflat room. The mudflat habitat is an enclosed coastal wetland with fresh and saltwater saturated sediments. Mudflats support an enormous variety of plants and animals. Young stages of many commercial fish are found here, making mudflats valuable nursery grounds.
Life is plentiful in the mudflat habitat, but all living things die. When they do, they start to decompose and add rich nutrients to the mudflat soil. These nutrients, along with the surf-protected environment, support an enormous variety of snails, shrimp, worms, slugs, clams, and crabs. These animals, in turn, are an attractive food source for the mudflat's large bird populations, including herons, terns, grebes, coots, egrets, and gulls. Turn around and view some examples of the birds that live in the mudflat habitat. Can you count the number of different birds on display in this gallery? Look at the exhibit to the right of the birds to see an example of the diversity of animals that live in the mud now. Turn around to the exhibit panel behind you called Surviving in Salty Mud to learn about mudflat plants.
Tidal mudflats support a healthy variety of plants such as saltgrass in the high tide zone that just get the roots wet, or eelgrass in the lower zones that is often totally submerged. These plants are adapted to living in salt water. Saltgrass secretes salt from its stem and leaves, while pickleweed accumulates salt in specialized leaves. These plants not only provide food, but also provide shelter for many mudflat animals. Look behind you to the exhibit entitled Going, Going, Gone to learn about human impacts on the mudflat habitat.
In California, more than 95% of the wetlands, including mudflats, have been lost to development. The Los Angeles Harbor has just 3.5 of 3,450 of its original acres of wetland remaining. In Long Beach, just 45 of 2,400 original wetland acres remain. Our local mudflats are home to three endangered species of birds, the light-footed clapper rail, the Belding Savannah Sparrow, and the Least Tern. Continued development and habitat loss threatens these birds in addition to the many other animals that depend on the mudflats for their survival.
The Cabrillo Marine Aquarium and the Port of Los Angeles manage a successful mudflat habitat just beyond the front gates of the aquarium. It is named Salinas de San Pedro. We urge you to visit and see and smell this fertile habitat. Visit the information booth for more information and to check out the key. Now move straight ahead into the next room to learn about the harbor and the man-made habitats like the fishing pier.